Good morning. You're inside the cave here on 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. Andrew, I need to blame you for something since you're on the board.
Oh, God.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
This hour of the show.
I was getting to that.
It's like almost done. Do you want to read the thing?
Yeah. This hour of the show is being brought to you by DMP Communications. No matter how small or large your business is, DMP can help it manage communication better. From internet and phone solutions to manage IT, we are here to help. Contact an experienced business solution consultant today at d-pcomm.com. DMP Communications, connecting you to what matters most.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yep.
I was getting to it. We had just gotten busy. We had people in studio and
7:47. That's
you
okay.
Act like you've not missed a whole hour before.
Well, I don't get the opportunity to make fun of others. Normally, I'm the one getting made fun of. All right, we're talking softball here this morning, and we have Marcia Randall, the coach for the Sand Creek Aggies, who made her way in studio this morning to talk some softball with you all. And the Creek getting into regional play. But, Coach, I want to talk about the season you've had. When you look at the record, it's been a very successful one. Can you just maybe, if our listeners are, you know, not really in tune with Sand Creek softball, kind of what the season you've had thus far?
Well, we just you know, chug along, I guess. We're always considered an underdog. And I've got a great core of kids, and you know, I've got four seniors that have been with me, you know, for the last 3 years. They obviously missed 2020, and they're just, you know, it's been a rough 4 years for them. So I think this year they just decided that, you know, this is it. We need to buckle down and play hard, and we've got a great culture on the team. Everybody gets along, and it's just been a great season for them.
With the two wins in districts, is it now 22-10?
We're 25-11.
Pretty close.
Yeah,
I must have missed a
few games off.
A
few games off, man.
That is a very successful season, mm-hmm. especially in a tri-county that'll give you some trouble here and mm-hmm. there. So congrats on that.
Thanks.
What's I guess, been the difference between this Sand Creek team and maybe others you've had that have kind of put them over the top and have dominated at times this season?
Well, we've got two great pitchers. Lauren Keller, she's been pitching for her whole life, basically. She's actually my pitcher that won the district against Whiteford in 2019. And like I said, they've had horrible, you know, 2020 was canceled. Mm-hmm. 2021 was just emotional. So I think they just realized that we got to buckle down and play hard. So my other pitcher is Kylie Saren. They both have basically a similar record as far as wins and losses. And she's a lefty. She's my best hitter on the team. And she carries this team along with Lauren, you know, on the mound. So I got a strong core there. And we actually have four seniors that have been here since 2019. And they add a lot to this game as well.
So very versatile players with mm-hmm. Saren and Keller. I don't know a great way to put this, but like, which one do you go with to do what? Like, you know, you take the glove out of someone's hand, maybe if they're pitching, and how do you manage a couple of girls like
it's
that?
It's not easy because I feel like my field is much stronger with Lauren on the mound. She controls the game very well. I think the team feels, you know, a lot more confident when she's on the mound. And nothing to take away from Kylie, but, you know, we depend highly on Kylie when she gets up to the plate. And she's the one that hit the triple on Saturday against Madison to tie the game. And then, you know, I had a little sophomore go in and hit the winning run. So it was it was very exciting.
Yeah, and if you want to, you know, talk about, I guess, go back in that district and just, you know, what it takes to win some hardware at the high school level.
It's very difficult. We played Blissfield twice early on in the season and got beat both games. We were beat twice by Clinton. we did beat Madison twice, but you know, as the season goes on, the teams just get better, you know, obviously as the season progresses. And so I was nervous about going into that final game because I know how my team plays against Madison. I mean, we've been rivals for many, many years. Mm-hmm. You never know what is going to happen against Madison. And so I was very nervous. And we cooled down. We sat a game. So we were cooled and, you know, they got food. And so we went back in very flat, and they did not wake up until the bottom of the seventh inning with two outs. So it was a very exciting game, and it, yeah.
So to play your rival in a district, that just adds to the story of the season.
Yeah, I mean it was a very emotional game for both teams, and you know, at the end of the day, I still, you know, I hope to be friends with all of them. It could have gone either way, and, you know, thankfully it went in our way.
When you look forward to this regional, I mean, what's it like to play at home? Like, that's got to be a huge advantage.
It is. I mean, it also puts some pressure on them, you know, to perform. And we've played Jonesville twice. We've got beat twice. So I'm expecting to beat them this third time, and we can if we come to play the game.
And Jonesville was just recent; they were there your last couple games of the season, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure the schedule was right here. So, I mean, you recently played them, so bouncing back almost 10 days later, I mean, is that going to be a little bit easier game planning-wise against them because you they're so fresh in your mind already?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I misspoke. We did split with them. We had a doubleheader at their field.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know for sure, but yeah.
Yeah, we did split. They have a good pitcher. She pitches 64 miles an hour, which is very fast for a high school pitcher. She pitches a lot of, you know, rise balls and junk. So, I mean, we just have to be disciplined in that box and make sure we are looking at strikes and doing what we're supposed to do.
With, you know, the regional, I know you don't want to look ahead. You got to win the game you're playing. And I guess that's a big difference between, you know, like softball and baseball. You can throw your ace, and if she's on fire the first game and you win, well, you can just go with her the second game. You know, so then do you look ahead maybe to a possible matchup? You got Grass Lake and Dundee on the other side. You don't want to look past Jonesville.
Yeah.
But you would play them back to back. So you kind of have to do a little pre-scouting for all three.
Yeah. Lauren is just one of those pitchers that is, you know, she's so disciplined on that mound. Nothing gets to her. She can play through the yelling and the noise and the, you know, parents and the fans yelling. And it's just, she's just a great mental state on that mound. And she had to go in on Saturday and pitch in that Madison game after she pitched against Blissfield. And she did great. The more she pitches, the better she gets. So I feel like, yeah, I mean, if I have to do it, she'll pitch both games. Like I said, I feel more confident with her on the mound, and the field is better with her on the mound.
So the regional, of course, as I mentioned, is at the Creek. Game times, I'm assuming 10 and noonish, or what times are they going with?
Dundee and Grass Lake play at 10. We play at noon, and then the final is at 2.
Okay.
All right. So,
I mean, number one, congrats on the season.
Thanks.
And, you know, I gave you a shot in the district. I know a couple of the people may have said, well, you know, Sand Creek is there. And I'm like, no. No. They're there for a reason. And congrats on the district title. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Obviously is. And best of luck at regionals this weekend.
Thanks. I just wanted to add, you know, Sand Creek is always looked at as an underdog. It doesn't matter where we are. We always are the underdog. We've only won 6 district championships in the history of the school. We've never won a regional. We've never gone past districts. So I, you know, I didn't, I'm not an alumni of Sand Creek. I came in about 7 years ago and took over the program, and it's been a lot of fun and I enjoy it. And, you know, at the end of the day, I want the team to have fun. I want them to play good. And I just, that's, it's about the kids. So I'm looking forward to Saturday, and I believe that we can pull it off. But we'll see.
Yep. Well, let's get that support down there in Sand Creek for your Aggies. They're going to take on Jonesville about noontime on Saturday in the creek. So, Coach Marshall Randall, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming into studio.
Thank you.